Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We're on the last line of page Kuf. We're about to turn on to page 200. Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin is Din Seiruf Leziman Shlosha O Asara, the halachas of joining together for a Ziman of 3 or a Ziman of 10. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shnayim Sha'ochlu Ke'echad, two people that ate together, Vigamru, and they finished eating, Ubo Shlishi, and then a third person comes, Kolhecha di'imaisi luhumidi matzu lumecha minei. So long that if some other food would be brought out, these two would eat from that food, Mitzdarech b'hadayu, then the third person who joins them can still be part of the team. So as long as the first two people, although they finished eating, if more food would be brought out, they would take part in it, then the third person that comes later can join together. And then the two that ate are chayav, we'll see them as shiur, this is lav dafka, but there would be a mitzvah to give to the other person to eat in order that he could join together in their zimun. And this that the third person is coming later after they finish eating is okay as long as they did not say yet, Havlanu Nevarech, let's bench. But if they already said, let's bench, the Achakach Ba Shlishi, and only then the third person comes, Eino Mitzdareif Imoim, he cannot join together in the Zimun. The Ramah says, Unetilas Mayim Achronim Kahavlon Unevarech Dami. And if they wash Mayim Achronim already, that is just like Havlon Unevarech, and it will be too late for the third person to join. Va'ayin La'el Semi Kufayin Tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, two people ate together, they finished eating, and then Ubo Ashlishi. Virotza Le'chol Ulehitztarif Imoim Lezimun. And the third person wants to eat, and he wants to join together and make a Zimun. So we said in the Mechaber, as long as the two people that are there would still be willing to eat if some other food would be brought out, even though they're really finished eating, but theoretically they would eat more if a certain food would be brought out, then he can still join together. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, Hainu she'enam sveim kolkach. It means the first two are not so full. Vim hayu mevi'en lohem dvarim hamamshichem es halev l'kinu asuda. Some gishmaka dessert would be brought out that draws in the heart. Kegon peros ukmein upitrios v'gozolos u'cheagavna. The examples that Mishnah Berurah gives are not necessarily examples that we give nowadays, but he says fruit or mushrooms or some kind of birds or something similar, maybe some sushi. So then the two people would join together, hayu yucholim lechol v'afilu mi'at mehem. If they would be able to join and eat that food, even if only a little bit of that food, then they can make it siruf between them. Sifkot and gimel mitzaref badayu, then the three could join together. Since the two people that finished eating would take part in additional food if it would come out, so it's considered that they didn't finish their suda yet. But this that the third person is going to join for the Zimun is only if he's koveya with them. That he joined together and he ate with them at the table that they were eating at. We're discussing in the case of the Mechaber where two people finish eating and then a third person comes and joins, but says the Maimon Mordechai, the same thing would be if it's the opposite way. One person was eating, he finished his Suda, and then two other people come and join him after he finishes eating. They also can join together as three for a Zimun. As long as if there would be food brought out to this original person, he would also take part in that food, so it's considered that he's still part of the Suda, and they could join together, Ayin Shom. Oud Kosov, he writes further, to Adin B'chol Zelu Inyan Seiruf Asara L'Zamin B'Shem. This same idea that they would continue eating if food would be brought out, would also apply to a joining together of 10 in order to make a Zimun with Hashem's name. Sivkotan Dalid, we said in the Mechaber, so if they would be able to still eat, theoretically, if a geshmak of food would be brought out, and the third person comes to eat then, so then they're chayiv to give him food, they could join together. Says the Mishavura Lav Dafka, it doesn't really mean they're chayiv to give him. Ela sherotzalomer shemitzvah litein lo. They're not required, but it would be a good idea, it would be a mitzvah to give him food so they can make a zimun, u'kumosha kasav le'el, b'rei shem and kutzad, like we said earlier. However, if they already are finished eating totally, and they said, Havlonu Nevarech, in which case, if more food is brought, they actually have to make another bracha, so it's really considered that their suud is done, and then the third person comes, we said, Eino Mitzaref Imohim. Tekevan Sha'amru Kain, because once they said this, Hare Kvar Hisichu Daito Me'achilu Ushasiya, they already took their minds off of any further eating or drinking. Va'asr Lahem Shuvlecha, they're not allowed to go back now and eat. Kemavur La'el Besimin Kuf Ayin Tesif Alav Bedeya Harishona, like we saw earlier, in Kuf Ayin Tesif Alav in the first Shita. Ulahachi Eino Yochol Le'itzdarif Imahim, and therefore the third person can't join with the other two. Dikfar Nistalku Me'achilosam Harishona, because they already removed themselves from their original eating. The Ayin Bir Alocha, which we will do shortly. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Vav, the Ramah said, Va'ayin El Simen Kufayin Tes. Tisham Nisbaru Prote Dinim Shel Havlon Unavarech Unatilas Yadayim. There we learned in great detail the halachas of when one said already Havlon Unavarech and when it comes to Natilas Yadayim. So a few points I'd like to bring out from the Bir Halacha. Number one, back to page Kuf. We said in the Mechaber, two people are eating together. They finish eating, the third person comes. We said as long as they would still theoretically eat more, if the right food would be brought out, they could still join together. So says the Bir Halacha, Matzu lemeichal minei, it's lashon rabim. They would both be able to eat from that food. Kach tzarech lomer, which is the lashon that the way we have it in the mechaber. Kenu agirsa b'shulchan aruch hayishanim. This is the girsa in the older shulchan aruch. The akavani, the intention is the davka im shneihem matzu lemeichal minei. We require that actually both the people that finish their suda would be still able to take part in food if it would be brought out now. V'chein mashma miloshen harambam ulefize, according to this pashit, dim echa notal yodav, if one person already washed by machronim, shuv memela ein hashlishi yochel etzarif. So the Bir Halacha is pointing out one nekuda, that it has to be that if the two people finish eating and the third person comes, that both of the two people that finish eating would both theoretically take part in other food. But if one already said, let's bench, or one already washed by machronim, and he's totally done, even though the other one would eat, that wouldn't be good enough. We need that both of them would still eat, and that would be a tziruf of shlosha. If you turn the page and look at the next Bir Halacha, we'll skip one Bir Halacha, divrei masla avalim amru. We said in the Mechaber, but once they say already Havlon and Nevarich, then it's too late. So I am a Magen Avram. Now the Mishabura pointed out one shita, the first shita that we had earlier in Kuf Ayin Tes, Bezakta Magen Avram, but according to the second shita that we had over there in Kuf Ayin Tes, Tahavlon unevarich gam kein lo have hesach das legamir in achila. We had a machlokes over there whether Havlon and Nevarich makes you not be able to eat or only not be able to drink. So according to the second sheet over there that holds that Havlon and Nevarich is not considered a hesar dach lagabi achila, only that you can't drink afterwards without a bracha, but you would be allowed to eat. So memelo bikan mitzdarfi kol shulam notlu yadeim b'may machronim. So according to that sheet, lechor over here, you're not removing yourselves from the suda by saying havlon and nevarich, because you would be allowed to go ahead and eat without a bracha, and then it would only be considered an ending of your achila if you actually wash my machronim. V'chein mashma bekam achronim, and that is the mashmos of various achronim. The talui zebezeh, that these two things are talu on each other. If you hold havlon and nevarich, doesn't allow you to eat anymore unless you make a bracha, so then you're considered done with your suda, and the third person can't be mitzarif. If you hold like the shita that says, Havlon and Nevarich only stops you from drinking without a bracha, but it doesn't stop you from eating, so then you would be able to still be mitzarif with the third person that comes afterwards. Amnon b'shulchan aruch agraz nota lomar didina didon lukuli almahu. However, the shulchan aruch agraz does lean to say that this halacha over here applies to all shitas. Ayin shemtamo, he's not mechad between those two shitas. Either way, he says once you say havlon and nevarich, that's already enough to say that you can't make a zimun, you can't join together. At least there was some form of removal from the suda. One more point I want to bring from the halacha is the next one. The v'maskel eino mitzdareif. So he said, once you said Havlon and Nevarach and the third person comes, you can't join together. So Ayin Bo'or Zaruah Sherotza L'chadish. Look in the Or Zaruah who wants to be L'chadish. Dezehu Davka Keshoyu Shnayim U'Bashlishi. This halach is very specific when there was exactly two people eating and a third person comes. If they said Havlon and Nevarach, they can't join with the third one. Aval Heicha Sha'ochlu Shlosha. But if the beginning of the Suda was already with three, Shenes Chayvu Kfar B'Zimun, those three were already Chayv in Zimun. V'shuv Bo Echad V'Ochal Kazayis, and then a fourth person comes and eats a Kazayis, Afilu notlu yedeim, even if the first three washed my machronim already. O shomru havlonu nevarich, or they said, let's bench. Gamke mitstarif imahim, the fourth person can join in. Umezamin lahem, he can lead a zimun. Umotziam yedei chova zimun, and he's able to be motzi them in their chiv of zimun. So only when it comes to creating an initial zimun, then we say it's a problem. If they said havlon and nevarach, they wash my machorim, and only then the third person comes, then you can't do it. But if you already have a chiyuv zimun with the three, then the fourth person could come even later, join together, and even lead the zimun. Ubaze yishev mashehikshu harishonim, and with this he answers Tosas kashim and psachim mehidis shemu ben shetach ayin sham. From the Gemara in Brachos that says that Yanai HaMelech and his wife were eating, they called over Shimon ben Shetach and he led the Zimun. So some want to say that the Pshat over there is, even though he came after they finished eating and they said, let's bench, but really there were already three people there for a Zimun besides him. And that's how he was allowed to come in even after they finished eating and they said, Havlan and Avarich, and he was able to lead the Zimun. However, according to the Rishonim who answered that question differently, Mashma de lo svir luhach, yes, mashma, they don't hold like this, or Zarua, they say that the Gemara says that Shimon ben Shetach did the wrong thing, based on the sugi over there, so we could say he did the wrong thing, lagabi the Zeman as well, so you wouldn't necessarily have a raya to this point that the Or Zarua brings out. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Beis. Tisha sha'ochlu dagan. You have nine people that ate bread, they ate grains, v'echad ochal kezayis yorok. And the tenth person ate a kezayis of vegetables. Mitztarfin lahaskir Hashem. They could join together for a zimun of ten with the mentioning of Hashem's name. Vafilu lo tibel imaim ela bitzir. Even if he just dipped his vegetable in the fish brine, we'll see exactly what that refers to. Olo shasa imaim ela kos echad sheish bo revius. Or he only drank with them one kos that has the size of revius. Mikol mashke from any drink chutz min amayim besides water. Mitzdarif imahim, he could join them to make the zimun with ten. So again, the Mechaber is saying so far you have nine people that ate bread. One person had a kezayis of vegetables, he could join together for a zimun of ten. And even if he had vegetables or he drank with them, any drink besides for water, he could join with them. V'hu sheyia ha-mavarech echa mi'ochle apas. However, the one who's going to lead the zimun, the one who's going to lead the benching, would have to be one of the nine that ate the bread. Vafilu shiva ochlu dagon, even if only seven ate bread, ushlosha yarek mitstarfin, if only three people, if even three people ate vegetables, they could still join together. Aval shishalo, but if only six had bread and four had vegetables, they can't join together for zimun with Hashem's name. Deruba de minkar ba'inim, we have to have a recognizable majority. So this is halacha people get confused about. If you want to make a zimun with ten, you have to have seven people that ate bread, and you could join together three other people that had vegetables, or we'll see, any other kind of drink besides water, l'fi the sheet of the Mechaber. Now, the Mechaber didn't discuss yet, what about the third person joining in the zimun of three? Right, we first started the zimun talking about the third person joining the zimun of three, but we did not discuss what he has to eat to join the three. We jumped to what the three or one have to eat to join to make ten, but we didn't yet discuss what has to be eaten to join the three. That will be discussed in Mirtz Hashem in Sif Gimel that we'll see tomorrow. That's not as pashut. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Zayin. So nine people ate bread, ve'echad ochal yerek, and one ate a vegetable. The afdi al yerek ein mevarchin birchas hamazon. Even though on the vegetable we don't bench, mikomakom yochol lehitzdarev, still he's allowed to join together. Velanos baruch shachanu mishalo. He could say baruch shachanu mishalo because l'maisa he did eat and he ate a kezayis of yerek of katan ches. Tamo, the reason is the kevan shomer shachanu. Since in the zimun we say shachanu, the ein achila p'chusim in kezayis, as we've discussed, the lashon of achanu is never less than a kezayis. So therefore, he has to have a kezayis. Only shum de ba'inan she is chayv al kaponim b'shum bracha. Or we require that if he's going to join the zimun, at least he has to be chayv in some bracha achrona, which is only if you ate a kezayis. Ubepachos mikezayis ein chayv b'shum bracha achar achila. So there is no din of a bracha achrona by any food of his less than a kezayis, k'mavur l'kaman b'simen reish yud. So therefore, it has to be that he eats a kezayis of vegetables. There is a shita that the Berlocha brings down over here, kezayis yerek. The bir hagra mashma shedaito delo ba'inam kezayis letziruf asara. V'chein mashma v'chlushi ha'ra'a. So from the Bir Agra, the Chiddush Agra, it is mashma, not like we're saying over here in the Mechaber, but lefi the Mechaber, we're saying that the ninth, the tenth person, or the eighth, ninth, and tenth person that joins together has to have a kezias of vegetables. The reason for kezias is, number one, you have to be chayav in a bracha achrona, and that's only by a kezias, even though it's a different bracha achrona. And number two, you're saying shalchalnu when you're answering the zimun, and shalchalnu achila is always not less than a kezias. Then that tenth person could join together, say, kot and tes mitstarfin, the imkvar beirach brach achrona. Interesting, Shaila, the person who ate the vegetable, who is joining as number 10, forgot about the zimun, and he made his bor nefashos already, shuv ein yecholim lezamin alav. He could no longer be counted in as number 10, the kvar nestalikman, he already removed himself from him. Even though we learned earlier that if you have a zimun of 3, and one person jumps the gun and benches, we said even though he lost his opportunity for Zimun, but he can answer for the other two afterwards. In this case, if you had 9 eating bread, 1 eating a vegetable, and the 1 eating vegetable made a bracha achrona, here we say that he can't answer after he ate. And the reason for the chiluk that Mishabura told us earlier is when there are 3 people that ate bread, they already had a chiyuv of Zimun, and there was a chiyuv of Zimun on him, even though he can't satisfy it anymore, but he still has the chiyuv of Zimun that he can help them satisfy it even after he benched. Mashenkin over here, the one who ate the vegetable, is allowed to assist them in their zimun of asara, but he doesn't have a chi of zimun. Therefore, once he made his bracha achrona, he's done. He can't help them make their zimun of 10 any longer. Sifkatan yud. We said even if he was lo tovel imoim ela b'tzir, he only dipped his vegetable into tzir. Hainu she tovel yerek b'atzir. He dipped the vegetable into the tzir. Ubein kulam hoya rak zayis. And together, the vegetable with the dip together, only added up to 1 kezias, afilu hachi mitzdaref, still he could join together in their zimun. Sivkotun yud al, we said, even if he only has kos echad, he drinks 1 cup, the share of a revias of any drink besides water, he's also okay. Says the Mishabura, the shtia bichlal achila, drinking is included in eating. The yochalomar shachalnu, and therefore he could answer to the zimun appropriately, and he could say, baruch shachalnu, because drinking is included in eating. Sivkotan Yudbe is chutzim namayim. The only exception is he can't have drunk water. Demayim lo zayni, because water doesn't satisfy, it's not considered mizonos. Ve'eno choshev lehitzdaref. And therefore it's not choshev enough to join together. Afilu hu tzame verotze lishtos. Even if he's thirsty and he wants the water, still water be'etzim is not choshev enough and he can't have that and join in as a tenth person for the zimun. That's the sheet of the mechaber. Umagin Avram choleg u'pasak the mitzdaref. The Magen Avram argues, and he says that a person who drinks water as number 10 can join together in the zimun. Every drinking is included in achil, and he can join in. But in note 16, he points out, according to the Magen Avram, it would have to be that you're thirsty. You're not just drinking the water to join the zimun. Because halacha, as we'll see, is that water, you only make a bracha on it if you're thirsty. If you're just drinking water because something's stuck in your throat, you're taking a pill, you're preparing for a fast, you don't make a bracha on water. So if you're only drinking the water to join the zimun, so that drinking of water has no chashivas, you can't even make a bracha on it, so you wouldn't be able to join in. So the Magen Avraham says you could join if you drank water. We're talking about a person who was thirsty and he drank the water like any other drink, then the Magen Avraham says it would be okay. Continues the Mishabura, v'heitiku eza achronim la'alocha, some achronim bring down this Magen Avraham la'alocha, that water works. Ochein b'sefer b'gdeyesha, uv'mokin giborim eskimu la'mechaber. These achronim, however, argue with the mechaber, v'chein mitzadeh b'sefer chemed Moshe, and so too, the chemed Moshe leans towards that side, and it sounds from the Mishabura that we're noted to that side, like the mechaber, that water, ideally, would not be the way to go. To give it to the 10th person who walks in, to give him water, that would not be the way to go. According to the Magen Avraham, it would be fine if he's thirsty. Sivkotan Yud Gimel HaMavarech Echad. We said in the Mechaber that they could join together even though number 10 or 8, 9, and 10 only had vegetables or a drink, as long as the leader is going to be one of the people who ate bread. Says the Mishabura, the Kevan Shu Motzi as Chavera Bebirchas Hazimun, Chamer Tvei, since he's the one who's going to be Motzi as friends in the Bebirchas Hazimun, it's more Chamer, and therefore it has to be that he's one of the ones that ate bread. Sivkotan Yudal, we said, even if you had 3 people that ate, 8 Yarek, you'll be all fine. Okay, v'hu adin is the mashke v'kanal. Again, Yarek is lav dafka, like we said before, there's no difference in a Yarek and a drink. It's all the same thing, as long as, according to the Mechaber, it's not water. In note number 15, he discusses, what about tea, what about coffee, what about lemonade? Are those considered waters or not? Some say that anything that's based on water is like water and wouldn't be good, so coffee and tea wouldn't be good. Others say, no, they have more chashivas, it's considered chamar medina, would be okay. That is a discussion in the poskim brought down in note number 15. We'll stop here and go weiter with Siv Gimel and Mirza Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.